Life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I catch the sweet, though far off, hymn that hails a new.
Everyone, how can we keep from singing with all this beauty around us and this wonderful life that we have here at Holden? Welcome. I'm so glad you all came. Peter and I are delighted to do this concert for you. And the way we picked out music is we went through all of our music books and we picked out all the things that are our very favorites. So mostly it's really beautiful music or some really quirky thing that happens to be something we like. We hope you like it too. We're going to do a bunch of different things tonight. We're going to do songs from musicals. We're going to do some old standards. We're going to do some opera. Oh, got to warm up my wobble. You can all, you want to warm up your wobbles too? Go, ready? Go. Oh, good. Now I know if I need help, I can call on you. Yes. And we're also going to do some spirituals, and we're going to start with a really beautiful arrangement by Moses Hogan of a spiritual called Deep River.
Oh,
want me singing into a microphone, so I'm going to talk into one instead. This next song is by Leonard Bernstein. It's called A Simple Song, and I think it's so appropriate for where we are right now. It's it's from his piece called Mass, and it's based on Psalm, I think it's 121 and 128. It's a whole bunch of psalms all put together. And especially the, I lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. And I think, gosh, if the hills around here represent the help that's available, ooh, what can we do? I'm sorry you don't get to hear what it sounds like in the whole piece, because leading up to this simple song is a big pretentious mass with lots of chords and instruments, and they get louder and louder and more cacophonous, and it builds up to this giant kind of sound that almost makes your head blow off, and all of a sudden it stops, and here's this beautiful song. Thank you.
problem here. The dress I brought to wear was sleeveless, and I thought it would be a little chilly, so I dug up in the costume shop and found a nice skirt, which ties. And when you sing, you take big breaths, and you push the tie out. So you're going to see me doing this a lot. Okay. I want to tell you, I learned how to sing when I was pregnant, because you're not supposed to hold your stomach in when you're singing. You have to let it out to let your lungs fill up as much as they can, and when you're pregnant, there's nothing you can do. So we're going to move to the realm of opera right now, and I want to sing a song that's probably one of the most beautiful melodies that I know of. I can't say it's one of the most beautiful written, because I haven't heard them all. But this one is from an opera called Gianni Schicchi by Puccini. And I'm betting most of you have heard this tune somewhere. If not in an opera, probably in an elevator. The song is called O Mio Babbino Caro. And when you hear it, you're going to think it's a love song, because it is so beautiful. And it sounds like a love song. But let me tell you the story. In this opera, a bunch of people are having, well, I won't tell you the whole thing. I'll just sum it up by saying the woman who sings this song, Loretta, wants to marry her true love, and her father, Gianni Schicchi, disapproves. So he says, no, 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 you can't marry him. And so she sings this song, Daddy, 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 please let me marry him. And some of the words, I'm going to sing it in Italian. Some of the words in the song are, if you don't let me do this, I'm going to jump off the bridge into the river Arno and kill myself. So there. That's what this is about. So what do you think? Do you think she gets to marry him? How could you refuse a song like that? This next song, I guess, is another whiny soprano song. It's from an opera called The Old Maid and the Thief by Menotti. This was an opera, one-act opera with three people in it, originally written for the radio. And in it, two women are harboring... Well, he was a tramp, a hobo that came along. They live in rural America. They live alone by themselves, and he came, and they found out from the neighbors. Oh, they took him in because they thought, oh, gosh, excitement, a man. And they found out from the neighbors that someone was stealing in the neighborhood.
So, of course, they think it's this guy that's staying with him, with them. And one of them, the younger one, is kind of hoping that the man, the thief, that they think is a thief, will make some moves. And he hasn't yet. He's been there a whole week. And the other woman, the older one, is stealing money to keep him there. So that's what this is about. It's a beautiful song of longing. A woman who's thinking life is rushing by and she hasn't had any real life yet. So this is called Steal Me, Sweet Thief. And I'm going to get a drink of water first.
Steal my lips before they
moving to a pseudo-opera called Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber. How many of you have seen that show or know about it? It's fabulous, dark, wonderful, bigger than life and death kind of music. You probably have heard some of these tunes. I'm going to sing Christine's arias. The first one is called Think of Me.
So long.
probably the only love song that we're going to do tonight. That's a true love song, and in the opera, it's really not sung to anybody. It's sung as part of a play within a play. It's an opera within an opera. But the next tune is really, really beautiful. Christine lost her mother when she was very young and was raised by her father, and then he died. And she misses him so much. And she goes to the graveyard where he is buried, and she sings this song there because she's wanting so much to honor his memory and yet move on with her life. And I think anyone that's lost someone will understand what she's thinking here. It's called Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again.
Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again?
Oh, duh.
Peter Hendrickson, my accompanist.
Hey, come back.
I didn't introduce you.
Sorry. I forgot there were two pieces. I got carried away.
Isn't that beautiful? We're going to go to a more cheerful kind of song here. This one is from an opera. It's the B in the ABCs of opera. That's what everybody in opera calls. A is Aida, B is La Boheme, and C is Carmen. Everyone does those. This is by a woman named Musetta. Well, no, it's by Puccini. It's sung by Musetta in the opera. And Musetta is kind of a flirt, and she has broken up with her boyfriend and taken up with an older, very rich man. And the boyfriend and Musetta and her new beau show up at the same cafe in Paris. And Musetta, across the room, decides to taunt her boyfriend who left her. Well, they fight all the time, and they're just in one of their spats. So anyway, this song is called Quando Main Vo, and the words are, it's again in Italian, when I walk down the street, everyone admires my beauty, and I love it when there's a chance of a new romance. And the more she talks about it, the more angry the boyfriend gets. It's a very comic scene. But this is a beautiful piece, words you can listen for. She really talks about felice, 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 how happy I feel when there's that spark of a new romance going on. And they have to hold back the boyfriend at that point. I like that they talk about death, because morir is such a great word to say. Morir. Try that. Morir. By the way, if you're wondering how you can get this beautiful diva jewelry that I have on, you just go down to the store here and pick some out. That's what I did. Yeah, infomercial. Okay, I'm going to have water before this next one, and I'm kind of scared about this one. It's The Queen of the Night's Vengeance aria from Mozart's Magic Flute. This is a scary aria. It's the ultimate mad mommy song. She is really, really, really mad. Her daughter, Pamina, this is the queen of the night, has taken up with Tamino, who is being helped by Zarastro, who's the queen's arch enemy. And the queen comes down and says to Pamina, "Now, this is the ultimate request of your child. Honey, you gotta go kill that guy. I'm gonna give you a knife, and you're gonna go kill him. And what's more, if you don't go kill him, you're not my kid anymore. You're gonna be lost, abandoned forever. All the bands of nature, alla banda de natura, are going to be lost forever." It's a pretty scary song. Now, here's why it's scary. It has these notes in it that if you know the opera, you look for. They're Fs. That's where it is. Here, let's just try and vocalize up to there, okay, people? We'll start at middle C. Middle C. I just want to see if I can do it. Okay, here we go. La, 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 la. Go. That's pretty good. Now you're to the first C. Okay, now we're going to go to the second C, which is the high C. Okay, ready? Go. Or I'll do it for you first. La, 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 la. You go. Okay, now these Fs are in the next octave, which I'm not going to try. Okay, 2 days ago, I had Fs coming out my ears. Today, I tried it, and nothing was there. So we're just going to see if it's there, okay? You can help me if I need it.
Little children, you might want to plug your ears. That's what my kids did when I used to sing at home. Okay.
So best job.
Glad that's over. That's a great thing to use on your children. You just say, if you don't behave, I'm going to sing at you. There they are over there, half deaf. I performed this role a couple of times, and it's a great role to do because the first aria, you come in with this thunder and great effects, and everybody's waiting for you. It's just so fun. And you get to have these three ladies that work for you, the three ladies, the first lady, the second lady, and the third lady. And one of the shows that we did a long tour, and before every performance, the ladies would get together with me, and they would have this chant. They would say, we are the ladies of the queen's world. We are powerful. We have rooms in every building in the world. Get it? Ladies' rooms? Ah!
It's really bad.
Just goes to show you opera is everywhere. Okay, this next song is a total switch. It's still kind of a dark mood. It's a cabaret song from Kurt Weill. It's kind of a little-known song. It's called Yukali, and it's in French. The words of this song are, Yukali is an island, and it's an island where all your dreams come true. Everything you've ever wanted, every lover that's ever left you comes back. Every desire of your heart gets fulfilled in Yukali. But then the song goes on to say, il n'y a pas de Yukali. But you think that that exists, and it really doesn't. It's very fun to sing.
Thank you.
just a couple left here. Well, maybe three. This next one is by Gershwin. I think it's from a musical called O.K. Right? It's a really lovely standard. It's called Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget.
To indulge us a little, we're going to sing a little quirky, funny thing. It's also by Gershwin. You might have heard it before. Peter's singing too. Oh. Forget that.
Things have come to a pretty pass.
Pajamas.
I'll wear pajamas.
all wear pajamas.
For we know we need each other, so we better for the calling of home. Let's go home.
Last piece. Peter and I have always had this secret desire to be gospel singers, gospel players, but we have a background that kind of works against us.
He's
Lutheran. Not only that, he was
Swedish
a preacher's
Lutheran.
Kid, and I grew up in a Missouri Synod church. So this is our attempt. It's called Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, and we're going to try and be gospel.
Ice cream.